From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, some new takes on an old piece of music. I love this piece of music. It's the second movement, the Allegretto, from Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. This version is from the recent boxed set of Beethoven symphonies played by the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Simon Rattle. I'm no music critic, not even a musician, but this music means something special to me. A theme of struggle and progress, of adversity and ultimate triumph. 1 year, I kept this piece queued up in my car cassette machine. At 8 minutes, its duration coincided with a repeat segment of the morning news that I had no desire to hear again. So I would drive across the Potomac, inching through rush hour traffic, amused by the contrast between the high, heroic, early 19th century drama of Beethoven and the low banality of my late 20th century commute. On one occasion, this music was a perfect soundtrack to life at its most exceptional. The Berlin Wall had come down. I was flown to Germany to cover the story. When I awoke in a hotel on the Kurfürstendamm, I turned on the television set and saw the Berlin Philharmonic and Daniel Barenboim playing precisely this movement of the Seventh. Outside my window, the Berlin sidewalks were packed with East Berliners. They were walking freely in family groups, unafraid through the suddenly accessible western part of the city. For 8 minutes, life and art were in perfect sync, mutual imitation, mutual validation. The liner notes that accompany Simon Rattle's boxed set of the Beethoven symphonies speak of the heroic pathos of the Allegretto, and they mention that Franz Schubert was haunted by this movement for his whole working life. No kidding. Just a few weeks ago, I heard a radio broadcast of Schubert's variations in A-flat major for four hands played by two pianists called Duo Krummelink. This piece was written in 1824, just over a decade after Beethoven's Seventh was composed. And in the fifth variation, Schubert did what exactly? Quoted? Paid tribute? Ripped off? In any case, he acknowledged the spirit that haunted him, Beethoven's marvelous Allegretto from the Seventh. This music continues to inspire. It pops up in two lovely new CDs that are very different, except for the fact that they share this theme from the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh. First, there's a CD of Allegretto Theme and Variations by the Jacques Lussier Jazz Trio. Jacques Lussier, the pianist, says he too has long been haunted by this piece.
This theme is so great and so special, and for so many years I've been listening to that theme, and it's more than an attraction. It's that's the word haunted is really there, because many times during a month or during a week I whistle this theme, and I remember that theme because this is one of the most beautiful and important theme of Beethoven.
What is it about this Allegretto from the Seventh Symphony that seems to be so important to so many people?
Personally, I love the way the theme is conducted, with the change of harmonies and with the rhythm, which still all the way through the theme. It's an attraction.
In some of the variations that you play, like the first variation,
yes,
the variation is simply understood. You're playing with the rhythm. You're altering the rhythm.
Yes, this theme is beautiful, but it is also a little bit sad. And the first variation shows that we could also be happy in playing the theme in a different way, and which brings something more agreeable in terms of happiness and in terms of beauty.
So you're picking one element of the piece,
yes,
and exaggerating it, magnifying it for that particular
exactly.
variation.
Exactly, this is what I try to do. I try. I don't know if I succeed, but I try.
Did making this album satisfy that sense of being haunted by this theme, or do you still find yourself thinking about it or whistling it all the time?
Yes, because this is a sort of a definite inclination for some beauty musical theme like that, and I think I will keep that feeling forever. I don't feel to change my rapport to the music of Beethoven, especially this beautiful theme.
Jacques Lussier's CD is called Theme and Variations, Beethoven, Allegretto from Symphony No. 7. The Allegretto plays a more subtle role in a stunningly eclectic CD by the classical pianist Hélène Grimaud and the Swedish Radio Orchestra and Choir. The CD is called Credo, the name of a choral work by the contemporary Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. Grimaud and the orchestra also play a Beethoven choral work. She plays Beethoven's Sonata The Tempest, and she plays this 1985 composition by John Corigliano. It's called Fantasia on an Ostinato, and its foundation is the same theme from Beethoven's Seventh. Hélène Grimaud speaks of the trance-inducing powers of this piece, which is haunted by Beethoven, but minimalist in style.
I think it's a beautiful homage to this aesthetic, and particularly to the hypnotic textures that it can achieve.
And at the core of it, at the heart of it, is that theme from the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony.
Exactly. Which, of course, is one of the most beautiful pieces ever written, totally transcendent and exhilarating and poignant all at the same time. When that theme finally appears unveiled, it gives you the sense of something that was that was already there, a sort of memory of the future.
Corigliano, in this piece that you play, and you as you perform it, make a connection between the music of the early 19th century and the music of the late 20th century. And somehow in this piece, they don't seem all that far apart.
That's exactly right, and that's why I really wanted the piece to be on this Credo album, because for me the album was a way to illustrate the concept of universalism. One of the only hopes that we have is to never lose sight of how we're connected to something bigger than ourselves, and how all disciplines of life have their roots in a global intuition. It really shows how time is abolished through that concept, and all of a sudden it doesn't matter what came before, what is yet to come. What was there is actually, you know, it holds our future.
Do you remember when you first heard Beethoven's Seventh and when you first connected with that second movement?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, it is in great part the reason why I wanted to invest myself in music, if I could put it this way. My father brought a recording of, he bought the complete set of Beethoven symphonies by Kayan when I was, I think, eight and a half years old. And it was really the Seventh that somehow did it. And after that, I knew I was gonna have to express myself in this way. So it is, it's a very important piece because it is the beginning of my relationship to music, truly. It is a totally organic piece of music. It's not really fast and it's not really slow. It has a pulsation that to me is very close to that of the heartbeat. And again, it grows in that sort of inevitable manner, something that, you know, cannot be stopped. It sort of unfolds and sweeps you away with it, and it's a movement that I can never listen to while doing something else. Whatever it is I'm doing, I stop when that piece is playing.
Pianist Hélène Grimaud. Her soon-to-be-released CD is called Credo. It includes her playing John Corigliano's Fantasia on an Ostinato, a piece based on this theme, the Allegretto, the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.